Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, according to Forbes, 66% of U.S. households own a pet, with a majority of them being dogs. Cats are second and fish are third. I also learned that Americans spent over $136 billion in 2022 on those pets, which is almost up 11% from 2021. I also learned that homeowners are more likely to own a pet, with 58% of homeowners owning a dog and 30% owning a cat. Again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you have to be listening later on, easy enough, the blog, just go in the upper right, search archive, type in pet insurance tips, and it'll bring you to our blog post associated with this podcast. And I've got a link to that Forbes article. Lots of interesting information regarding pet ownership, according to lots of statistics in relation to that. Now, I am a pet owner. I have two pets. I've got a Chinese pug named Chloe. She actually has her own Facebook page with over 3,500 members that watch her page on a regular basis. And then more recently, within 2 years ago, we got ourselves a Jack Russell Dachshund named Bailey. And she has been a fireball, I tell you. She is full of energy, and she's got the long, squat body of a dachshund. So very, very cute, cute pets. But yeah, I've always owned a pet, always owned a dog. I've had dogs pretty much all my life. When my wife and I got married, one of the first things we did is we got ourselves a dog. Her name was Celine. She was a Labrador Retriever, loved her for probably a good 10 years, and then she passed away, and then afterwards we got ourselves a Chihuahua Dachshund named Jackson, and he was a fireball, and recently he passed away, unfortunately, pets have always been a part of our lives. Coming home at the end of the day, having them, lick your face, jump up and down, just happy to see you, curling up on your lap while you're sitting there watching TV, snuggling next to you when you're lying in bed. There's just that calming sense that I get after a stressful day. It's always nice to come home and have Bailey sit on my lap, and I'll be petting her while we're watching TV. And Chloe, butting up right next to me as we're laying in bed going to sleep. She's always got to be snuggled up right next to me to keep warm, and it's a nice feeling. But like myself and so many others, pets are family members, and they're treated as such. Again, they give us love, comfort, and enjoyment. That's why their health is important, and the need for pet insurance to protect them. Now, I did find this article from 8 Frugal Minutes with Tips, when it comes to shopping for pet insurance. And again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, then it'll bring you to our blog. If you're listening later on, just in the upper right in the search archive, type in pet insurance tips, and it'll bring you to this blog post that has, again, the link to the Forbes article, which is fascinating. You know, looking at the statistics, it's just interesting reading. And then also I've got the full article from 8 Frugal Minutes. I'm only going to share a couple of their tips because, again, I want you to go and read the full article. Lots of good information when it comes to shopping for pet insurance. The first tip that they have for you is shop around. Talk to your veterinarian to see what insurance plans they work with. There's really no point in getting a plan if your vet doesn't participate. So it makes sense. I mean, you know, when you're shopping for health insurance, what are you shopping for? You want to make sure that your health insurance is accepted by your primary care physician. So that should be the same way when it comes to pet insurance. You want to make sure that your vet accepts the pet insurance plan that you choose. So it's always, it's a natural to talk to your vet and say, hey, you know, what pet insurance plans do you participate with? And they'll probably have a list of a few of them. And from there, you continue your research to figure out which one is going to be best for you. The next tip that they have for you is watch the deductible. Having a high deductible to keep costs down may seem like a good idea, but if disaster does strike, will you be able to cover the cost? You know, that's when I talk to my clients when it comes to their home and auto insurance. You know, we could look at going with a high deductible, and it's going to save you, a little bit of money. Not a huge ton in a lot of cases, but it'll save you some money. But the question comes down to is, in case of a loss, will you be able to come up with that $1,000? Will you be able to come up with that $1,500? Will you be able to come up with that $2,000 within a reasonable amount of time? And gauging on whether or not you could come up with that money quickly will tell you whether or not going with a higher deductible at a cheaper plan is going to be the best option for you. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, or if you've got very little in savings, then you're going to want to, in order to protect your pet, you're going to want to look at maybe a lower deductible plan, because you want something that you'll be able to take care of easily and quickly. If you've got savings, if you're able to afford it, then yeah, definitely look at a higher deductible if that's what it comes down to. But definitely watch the deductible. The next tip that they have for you here is research coverage. Now, plans vary as far as what they will cover. Some will cover accidents or illness, sometimes even death. Others will cover routine maintenance. So you may, like with regular health insurance, you know, they do have catastrophic plans where, it'll just cover you in case of an accident, in case of a serious illness, you've got coverage for it, but it won't cover the day-to-day, like regular office visits. You know, you've got a cold or a cough, or, you've got something minor that you need to see a doctor for. You know, the catastrophic plan isn't going to cover that. Whereas a regular health insurance plan, you may have a $30 or $50 office deductible or office copay, to go in and see the doctor. Or they may have a prescription plan, attached to your health insurance. It's very similar when it comes to pet insurance. So make sure you take a look at it and see exactly what they cover. I mean, if you want it just to cover the emergencies, then that's probably, most often that's what people are looking for, is pet insurance, is covering, accidents and emergency type situations. That may be good enough. But you may want to shop around and maybe you can find a plan that not only covers the sudden and accidental, but it also cover office visits at a reasonable price. So you may want to check that out and definitely do your research when you're researching the different plans that are available out there. And the last tip I want to share with you is maximum payout. What is the coverage limit for the policy? Just like with human health insurance, there will be a maximum dollar limit to the policy will pay. You may not think it, but when it comes to your health insurance does have a coverage cap. It's not unlimited coverage. So, you know, when you get into, you know, some have a $1.5 million cap, you know, others have a $2 million cap or a $3 million cap. So once you get to that point, you know, as far as your coverage goes, that's the most that the policy is going to pay. So once you hit that $1.5 million cap, your health insurance isn't going to pay for anything over and above that. And again, that's the same thing with pet insurance. I mean, what is the maximum that the policy will pay? I mean, will they pay up to, you know, $50,000? Will they pay up to $100,000? You know, make sure you double check before you sign on the dotted line to see exactly how much coverage you're going to be getting for what you're paying for. Of course, I want you to check out the full article from 8 Frugal Minutes, so because there's a lot more information in regards to pet insurance that you need to check out. I only shared a few of their tips. They've got many more tips and also what to look at before you sign on the dotted line for your particular pet insurance plan. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You could visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and I want to say happy spring to you and hope you're staying warm, and hopefully it's sunshiny where you're at. We've got overcast and more snow in the forecast. So until next time, take care.